7 candidates are vying for 3 open seats on the Saratoga Springs City School District Board of Education. The at times contentious campaign has focused on the issue of safety after the school board last fall chose not to renew a practice that allowed grounds monitors to carry guns. A forum was held last night with the candidates. 7 school board candidates took questions from the audience at Saratoga Springs High School Wednesday night. At the event hosted by the League of Women Voters of Saratoga County, the candidates vying for the 3 open seats on the Board of Education discussed classroom size, arts funding, student well-being, and other issues. But the first question asked by the moderator, and perhaps the one on most people's minds, was about guns.
What is your position on having any school personnel armed with guns? And if you have plans to have armed resource officers in schools, how do you plan to pay for salaries and insurance required?
The candidates have split into 2 separate camps on the issue. 3 of the candidates, Sean Wiggins, Ed Kubanski, and Dean Colligan, have accepted endorsements from the group Saratoga Parents for Safer Schools, which formed last fall after the decision that effectively removed firearms from 11 grounds monitors. The group has raised more than $30,000 for its candidates and has hired National Republican political consultant Spence Rogers, though the group claims it is nonpartisan and not focused on a single issue. The other candidates are John Brookman, Natalia Laktakia, and Connie Wojtowicz. Incumbent school board member Heather Reynolds is running for re-election. Wojtowicz last month dropped the endorsement of the Safer Schools group after it criticized the other candidates on social media. But despite all of the drama in the headlines, the candidates Wednesday night did not attack each other or mention the Safer Schools group. Each candidate explained their position on the guns issue. John Brookman, a Skidmore College professor, said the real gains in safety are to be found in prevention.
My concern about the grounds monitors is that they, under the current situation, they don't have advanced training for working with young people, for working with special needs kids. They don't have expert supervision. The school district is not equipped to provide expert supervision of armed personnel here.
Brugman does support the district's 2 armed school resource officers. An additional SRO was brought on this school year in partnership with the Saratoga County Sheriff. Next to answer was Connie Wojtowicz, a New York State master teacher who teaches at Colony Central High School and past PTA president at the Division Street Elementary School in Saratoga Springs. She supports rearming grounds monitors.
2 SROs for a district of our scope and size is not adequate. In my own home district, I would like to point out I am the only K-12 educator up here. In my own home district, we have more than that.
Wojtowicz argued providing new training and authorization to grounds monitors to carry weapons would be cheaper than hiring additional SROs. Sean Wiggins, who touts his experience as a business owner specializing in security, as well as his past career with the U.S. Department of Defense, says ideally he'd like to see more SROs, but he adds the district doesn't have the budget.
Absent that budget, what we need to do is have a stopgap measure. So I support having armed security. There is a statute at the state level where armed security can be either security guards or they can have peacekeeper authority. There must be peacekeeper authority involved in here, period.
Candidate Ed Kubanski, a retired U.S. Coast Guard captain, also supports rearming grounds monitors because, as he puts it, seconds matter.
What the grounds monitor would be doing, and talking to the professionals personally, one-on-one, that I have had, they said they are a stopgap measure. They're to identify where the threat is coming from, and then when the police arrive, then they would direct them there and turn the incident over to the incident commander, which would be the fire chief. So the grounds monitors, they have the experience.
Several, but not all, of the district's grounds monitors are retired law enforcement. Candidate Natalia Laktakia supported the addition of a second SRO, a speech-language pathologist who works with children. She does not want to rearm grounds monitors.
I work with a lot of students who have behavioral needs. It is a concern for me to think about them interacting with people who are responsible for disciplining them and managing their behaviors and having those people have weapons. I do not believe that lethal weapons should be part of school discipline.
Heather Reynolds is the only one of the seven current candidates who is currently on the Board of Education. She has defended the board's action to not rearm grounds monitors, which she said is compliant with the Gun-Free Schools Act that prohibits personnel from arming themselves without district authorization. She has said there was no decision on record that authorized the grounds monitors to arm themselves. She praised the ongoing work of the Saratoga Springs District Emergency Response Team to promote a positive school climate.
We have a continuous improvement model for safety. They're always assessing how we can make physical or procedural changes. And there's been a real shift this year that has been so positive in terms of focusing on prevention.
Candidate Dean Colligan, who promotes his experience on several community boards, believes any of the former law enforcement officers who had carried weapons within the school district should be able to retain that ability. With regard to training, he contrasted the former law enforcement officers working as grounds monitors to the district's policies on substitute teachers.
Why is it okay for us to bring back folks that have been retired in an educational profession and task them with the education and training of our youth today in something that they may not have done in the past 10 years or so, but it's not okay to take a retired law enforcement individual if we provide them the continual education and training, the ability to act in that role here within the district?
Board of Education elections for the Saratoga Springs City School District are May 21st. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.